Welcome to the Socially Not There podcast. People of the internet, welcome to the Socially Not There podcast. I'm Gabby, and today I'm gonna teach you how not to be crusty, because who wants to be crusty? Who wants to be crusty? Anyways, I swear, even though you can't see me, I'm not trying to make you look ugly, okay? I promise, but these are some things I think people can do to, like, level up their looks, etc. You probably will find how you are, but, like, these are mostly hygiene tips, if I'm being honest. So, we've got, like, 4 categories. We've got lip care, other, body, and we've got dental care. First thing, oh yeah, the link in the description is the link to the Notion page with all of these. I might do a part 2 if I think of some other stuff. Maybe I could, like, compile some stuff from TikTok or whatever, or just other stuff that I found on the internet that I've tried and I know is good. All of that. You know, all of that stuff. Let's get into this. So, lip care. First things first. You're going to want to take a warm rag. Well, you can get, like, a cup with, like, some warm water or, like, hot water in it, and you're going to dip your rag in it, and you're going to use that, and you're going to just rub your lips with that to get off all the dead skin. The tip... why can't I talk? Anyways, if you want to have nice lips, like, what is that word I'm looking for? I can't remember the word I'm looking for, but, like, if you really want to have nice lips, the key is to get rid of all the dead skin so it can be soft and nice and yada yada. So either you're going to use a toothbrush to do that, or you're going to use a lip scrub, or you're going to use a warm rag, or you're going to use all 3. But make sure that you're moisturizing after all of that, because that's a lot of exfoliation. The tip is to exfoliate, basically, and then moisturization. So the key to really having nice, smooth lips is to moisturize and exfoliate. Yeah. Other. Okay, let's go to that category. You're going to want to protect your eyes. If you don't wear glasses already, or if you do wear glasses, get, like, the blue light thing in them. If you don't wear glasses, order yourself some blue light glasses. You can get some from Shein, or you can get them, like, professionally or whatever, in an eyewear store or whatever, right? So you can protect your eyes with some blue light glasses. Next, I suggest eating things such as yogurt, fruits, vegetables, all that good stuff, and just having a nice clean diet and really cutting out, like, all of that sweet stuff and candy and junk. I need to follow that rule myself, but I do eat, like, a lot of, like, yogurt and drink a lot of water. Yogurt is especially good for, like, down there. Don't put it down there. Don't do that. Don't shove nothing up there. Anyways, you want to drink water, fruit juice, like cranberry juice and pineapple juice, especially cranberry juice and pineapple juice. It's good for, like, down there health, but, like, helping your coochie. Then you can drink ginger tea as well. It's like getting rid of sugar in, like, your tea and stuff. I don't be drinking coffee, so I think it tastes bad. Don't come for me. Moving on, you're going to want to protect your hair with a bonnet or a scarf. And you're going to want to moisturize. Well, this is specifically for people with, like, black hair. Like, black people hair. Like, 4C and 4 type, curly hair, whatever. You're gonna moisturizer and use satin or bonnet scarf. Anybody with any type of hair can use satin or bonnet. A satin bonnet or a scarf. Anybody can use that. You don't want to catch up your hair too tight or like do it frequently because it puts a lot of pressure on your scalp and your hair. I know that I'm not a dermatologist, I'm just telling you stuff that I know, okay? You can use Vaseline or petroleum jelly to remove mascara or like makeup in general. We all know that Vaseline is just the brand, right? But the actual product itself is called petroleum jelly. Just in case, I wanted to make that clear. So, yeah. So just I like to use that to just break down the mascara and stuff on your eyes, especially if you're using waterproof mascara. You need to do the Vaseline stuff. Plus, it hurts. It irritates your eyes less. Rubbing your eyes at all will irritate them. But yeah, it won't be dry and breaking your lashes and stuff. The next thing is to utilize accessories such as like hair clips and glasses. Maybe you look cute in glasses, or use jewelry to like improve your style and appearance. Having a good style and like knowing what fits your body is really gonna just make you present better, you know? Make sure, girl, your eyebrows make a difference. Well, I know it's not only girls watching this, but dudes too, or whatever. So, eyebrows make a difference. So, make sure your eyebrows look good. And growing your lashes. Now, you gotta talk to the niggas for this one, because, like, y'all already got long eyelashes for whatever reason. Though y'all don't care about it, but whatever. If you're not smell good, no, nobody's gonna even wanna be near you. And you like know that stereotype where they're like, I don't know if it's true or not, but they're like people that do, what is it, engineering or like computer science? It's computer science that do those majors and stuff that they always stink or something. Make sure your hygiene is on top. Please don't go around people stinking at all. Make sure you smell good. And for the males, I know people, like I know dudes that have nice uncrusty lips that are not shedding and shit or super dry. And that's because they drink a lot of water. So if you don't want to like use the Vaseline and lip products, just drink a shit ton of water. Problem solved. And if you think having uncrusty lips by using Chapstick or something is gay, then something is wrong with you. Anyways, next thing is, yeah, I already kind of talked about this, but it's reducing your sugar intake. That'll naturally just make everything better if you're on a healthier diet. Get a spray bottle with water and like mist your face before you put on moisturizer, because that's gonna allow it to like soak into your skin. I don't know if that works. I just do it all the time and I feel like it's doing something. I'm not a dermatologist, I don't know, but I feel like when I mist my face a little bit wa with water and then add the product, like I really feel it in my skin. I don't know. I do that. Okay. Also, like if you get one of those like little mini fans, like everybody having those these days, so if you get like those little mini fans. I low-key made that a trend in my class, bro. Not even in my class, in my classes. People were, at first, they were like, you're so extra. I'm like, I don't care, it's hot hands at this point. But it's whatever. You're gonna want to get one of those to, like, dry your face and stuff if you do makeup. Oh my god, I almost pulled my eye out. I'm dramatic, yes. Ugh. Next thing. You're gonna wanna use, when you're shaving your face, you're gonna either wanna use some thick moisturizer, you're gonna wanna lather your face in like the thickest moisturizer or face cream you can find, or use like some of the aloe vera gel and like oil, like baby oil or just like castor oil. But make sure it's like a nice thick layer to like reduce them razor bumps. Instead of using that, there's actual dermoplating razors that are meant for your face, so you can use those. So it might be like the cheap ones that are like giving you all of those bumps because it's just like a razor, it's not really meant for your face, I guess. See, bro, I saw a video of this girl shaving her legs, and all she did was like sprayed water on her legs and then had the razor I just know she had razor bumps after that. All right, moving on to body, which is exactly what I was talking about. And it was use baby oil when you shave your legs before and after. Before you shave your legs and after you shave your legs to like reduce razor bumps. You can exfoliate before you shave. You really should exfoliate before yourself. Before you shave to give like your skin a smoother feel, you know, all of that. So like the razor can just glide and stuff and you don't have dead skin getting in the way. So conditioner can work instead of using shaving cream if you don't have that. And honestly, if you don't get anything from this, moisturization and a good diet is all you really need. All right. You can use witch hazel or rubbing alcohol under your armpits if you like sweat a lot, and it can get like pretty smelly and quick if you can't get smelly quick or sweaty quick. Also get like a really good deodorant too. Yeah. What else? I like to I know like some people don't like to shave their armpits. Well, I'm talking about women in this sense. Like, some women don't like to shave their armpits, and that's fine, but I just shave certain areas or, like, at least trim them because, like, the more hair is, the more space for, like, bacteria and sweat to get trapped and stuff like that. So, at least make sure you're cleaning your stuff often or showering often. So, yeah. I like to use Nair. Especially the sensitive one. I can't use anyone other than the sensitive one, or it's gonna burn the shit out of me. Because one time I didn't use the sensitive one. I bought this one and it wasn't sensitive, and it burnt my armpits up so bad. So make sure you listen to the instructions when it says to like test a little patch of like hair on your skin or something instead of the whole thing. So yeah, use baby oil. Or any kind of oil in general for moisture and smell. Apply Vaseline or petroleum jelly before perfume so it can last longer. I feel like that tip is like a really well-known tip. So, yeah. Take vitamin D, omega-3, multivitamins, apple cider tablets, and biotin. You can like research all of the benefits that goes along with that. So those are the ones I like to take at least. I think you should paint your nails to make them look presentable. I'm not saying you should like do it because not everybody has the time or want to, but I just feel like it makes a difference. It just looks so cute. And you don't have to go to like a place to do it. You can like order one of those cheap lamps from like Shein or something or like Amazon and then get you some gel polishes and paint your toes yourself. And like get like a simple little nail kit thing with like the file and like the clippers and like some cuticle remover. But like you can buy those stuff for like pretty cheap and like do them yourself instead of always having to go to someone else to do it. If you're talking about acrylic nails, you can just go to the person or you can just learn to them yourself. I don't really wear acrylics like that. I feel like it hurts my nail beds. And I used to like growing my nails, but they've gotten so weak, which is why I started taking biotin and omega 3 again, because I'm super inconsistent with taking pills, especially on breaks. Because when I have school and stuff, I have a routine. I have a morning routine. I have a routine. I have a strict routine that I do stuff and I get stuff done. So like when I have a breaks and stuff, I stray away from that routine because I don't have to do anything. I don't have to get up. I don't really have any obligations to do anything. So I'd be straying away from my routine. Nice. I don't know, it's kind of hoarse. Piercings can improve your appearance, but do not overdo it. Please, like the ones in your back. You can do what you want to do, but this is what I'm recommending. Don't get like those weird ass, ugly ass piercings or like overdo it, because babes, it don't look good. Doing hairstyles, your hair makes or breaks you. Just saying, like, get hairstyles that fit you. If you're a dude, get haircuts that fit you. If you want to grow out your hair, grow out your hair. If you want to braid your hair as a dude, do whatever you want to do as long as it fits you and it makes you look good. If you think you look good. It don't matter what nobody else thinks. Use bar soap to clean your body before you shower gel. Or if you can't bother with all of that in the shower and you're like a 10-minute quick shower type of person, just use the bar soap and make sure you're moisturizing after, because bar soap does dry out your skin. Shower gel, not so much. But shower gel is harder to get out of your rag, so make sure you're changing your rags and like at least washing them frequently. Also, some people don't be doing this, but change your towels frequently and have a different towel for your face than your like body. You can use scrubs, like chemical. You know what I'm talking about, like Tree Hut and those scrubs. Yeah. Or you can use an African sponge neck, or you can use a dry brush to like get rid of all of that dead skin and make your skin smooth and nice. Also, not drink vegetables. Eating vegetables help with like how good your skin is too. You can detox your armpits with a clay mask. So, yeah. Fist of a firm green arm. Can do that. You can use castor oil in your belly button or like navel, if that's what you call it, to reduce belly pain and like period cramps and stuff. Never ever put soap inside your vagina, okay? Wash the outside, like the lips and the flaps, you know, the labia minora and my, you know, use unscented soap down there. You want to also squat in the shower too, like stoop, and really wash it properly, okay? And don't be just using just water, or don't be washing your cooch with shower gel. Get a unscented bar of soap and use that to wash down there. Avoid stuff with fragrance, really. Soaps and stuff with fragrance can really irritate your skin or down there. Also, like spraying perfume on your skin directly can really irritate your skin too. That's why I like to like use the Vaseline trick if I'm gonna spray it on my neck and stuff, because it causes less irritation, in my opinion. All right, dental care. You can rinse your mouth with mouthwash before brushing your teeth. I'll do that to get rid of like some of the stuff stuck up there. And then you can floss too, or you can floss before you brush your teeth instead of after. And then you brush your teeth, if that makes sense. Actually, no, brush your teeth then floss. That makes more sense, because yeah. Use mints instead of gum, because chewing a lot of gum can like really mess up your jaw, and you don't want that. You can also, after a time, oh, chewing gum annoys me. I don't know if it's me alone, but like chewing gum annoys me, so I prefer mints. If only they would last longer, but it's whatever. You can use a water flosser or a water pick, whatever they want to call it. You can also try oil pulling. Or you can brush your teeth with baking soda for like water-looking teeth, and it also eliminates odor and like some gum issues. And remember to floss. I won't really be doing flossing that much, but you should floss. And use a tongue scraper. Actually, I didn't add this to the list, so let me add it real quick. Use a tongue scraper. You should do that. Anyways, I think that is it for this list. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your day. I'm lifted, shifted higher than the ceiling. And ooh-wee is the ultimate feeling. You got me lifted, feeling so gifted. Sugar, how you get so fly? Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly? Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly?